Hi, I'm Alexei Kondurin. I'm originally from Russia, but I spent 13 years in Sydney University as senior researcher. And now I start my own company. I hope it will be successful in future years. And company activity is focused on producing large space structures on its orbit. It's really large structures, bigger than proposed structures for International Space Station, for Bigelow Company. Size of such structures could be 100 meters long, for example, and diameter 20 meters. It's huge structure, like this hole in Avalon. Volume, pressurized volume of such structure could be 5,000-7,000 cubic meters. It could be a future for next generation of space constructions, utilization of Mars, Moon, asteroids. It could be also used for interplanet spaceship, or, for example, orbital workshop, space factory on its orbit, long-term space-based telecommunication station, and so on. This is, I see, it's a huge advantage. And key point for this technology is to create this structure in space directly. This structure is made of composite materials which can be cured or solidified in space environment. This is key point of this technology.
So you'd launch it in a compact form and then expand it in space, a bit like Bigelow does?
Yes. So this is composite material, not cured on ice, prepared, packed in compact container, launch it to space orbit, unfold there, for example, inflation, and curing reaction is initiated. So after curing, we will have strong structure of composite, like Airbus frame, for example, and this structure can be pressurized and astronauts can install all equipment without space suit, just in shirts.
You mentioned a volume of 5,000 to perhaps 7,000 cubic meters. How does that compare with the International Space Station? And, well, with people not more familiar with, say, a bus.
International Space Station now has pressurized volume about 900 cubic meters. 907,000, this is difference. One block of space station, for example, Columbus, pressurized volume 75 cubic meters. Columbus is delivered to space one launch. And this structure, my structure, what is proposed, only also can be delivered with only one launch to space. So the same volume can be created with polymerization technology is 100 times more than Columbus, for example, Columbus modules.
And who do you see as a potential customer?
It could be now space agencies, but in future I think this structure can be used any commercial structures like companies like, for example, Boeing, like Lockheed, or other companies who are interested, for example, do mining on asteroids. Also, this polymerization technology in orbit can be interesting for companies, telecommunication companies, to create permanently operating telecommunication station on orbit. It can solve problem with space WASTA, for example. No more small satellites sending to orbit, just one telecommunication station with crew, something like this.
Radiation in deep space is a problem. It hasn't been solved, for example, when we talk about trips to Mars. If your craft is outside of the Earth's magnetic field, you'd have problems there as well. How do you address that?
This is also can be a solution for a long journey in space, because 20 meters diameter, it gives possibility to install very good protection, radiation protection. And radiation protection could be just greenhouse, plants to grow food and recovery atmosphere for astronauts. And astronauts would be in the center of such structure, and it just natural protection, not even artificial protection.
And is your company based here in Australia then?
Yes, yeah. Uvinga, this is quite far from Sydney, but this is a nice place near Byron Bay.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show, Alexei.
Sorry?
Thank you for joining us on the space show, Alexei.
Yeah, too loud. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the interview.